This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Anti-tobacco groups are criticizing a federal decision last week to authorize 4 menthol vaping products. Local criticism came Sunday at a black church during a mock funeral for Newport menthol cigarettes. The event pushed for halting the use of the minty-flavored additive in smoking materials. Like many people, Milwaukee's Patricia Wilson can point to relatives who smoked cigarettes and died. Here's what she said at Mason Temple Church of God in Christ on Milwaukee's north side.
In 2017, I lost my husband to a tobacco-related death, 49 years old. When I was 32, my brother had his vocal box removed because he smoked.
6 months later, Wilson says her brother died, and she says her mother-in-law developed a fatal case of lung cancer due to secondhand smoke. The Centers for Disease Control says smoking rates in the U.S. have declined from 1 in every 5 adults 20 years ago to about 1 in every 10 now. But health advocates say makers of tobacco products continue to excessively market to black and Latino communities, leading to disproportionate health problems. The advocates say menthol cigarettes, designed to reduce harshness, are especially pushed. A national group, the African American Tobacco Leadership Council, is part of a coalition that sued the FDA 4 years ago to halt the use of menthol-flavored tobacco products, and the FDA was supposedly going to announce a ban a couple months ago. But that's been delayed. The council's Carol Magruder, who was at the Milwaukee Church Sunday, says she's disappointed.
Because each delay, each year, there's more people dying, there's less support and resources that are allocated for this very pressing issue.
Last Friday, the FDA authorized the use of 4 menthol vaping products made by a private company, stating the vaping items may help adults transition from traditional cigarettes to less harmful e-cigarettes. Magruder disagrees with the move.
So if our government is saying this is truly a cessation aid, and that's the research, then let the government take it over. Let the government let Walgreens dispense them for free.
For now, anti-tobacco advocates like Milwaukee pastor Teresa Thomas Boyd may have to settle for symbolic funerals of menthol tobacco products like the one held yesterday for what were called nasty Newports.
This is one we put to death today. To God be the glory.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.